Why should I care if I have to cut my hair? I suppose I got to move with the fashion of being outcast. I know I should fight, but my old man, he's really all right. And I'm still living at home, even though it won't last. White jacket, size fits 5 inches long. Out on the street again, leaping along. Dress right for a beach fight, but I just can't explain why that uncertain feeling is still here in my brain. At school, have folks that seem so cool, and though I don't want to hurt them, mine want me their way. I clean my room and shoes, but my mother found a box of blues, and there doesn't seem much hope they're letting me stay.
Suit, suit, white jacket aside.
Talking. It's all a game, 'cause inside I'm just the same. Fried eggs make me sick first thing in the morning.
Became what you made me. All I was chasing. have to be careful not to preach. I can't pretend that I can teach. And yet I lived your future out by pounding stages like a clown. And on the dance floor, broken glass and bloody faces slowly pass. The numbered seats in empty rows, it all belongs to me alone.
Every year is the same, and I feel it again. I'm a loser, no chance to win. The leaves start falling, come down is calling. Loneliness starts sinking in, but I'm one. This is me, and I will be. You'll all see I'm the one. Without a case, but I can't get that even tanned look on my face. Ill-fitting clothes, and I blend in the crowd. Fingers so clumsy, voice too loud, but I'm one. I am one. And I can't see that this is me, and I will be. You'll all see I'm the one.
Mm-hmm. alone because they're cold. Our bombs are dropped on fighting cats, and children's dreams all run with rats. If you complain, you disappear. It's like the lesbians and queers. No one can love without the grace of someone seen a distant face, and you get beaten up by blacks.
Is it in my head?
man without a problem.
That way. Okay, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Never a bad time for The Who. Tell you what this is. This is a song that was not included in Quadrophenia. The record label, probably Pete too, decided that, you know, it's a little bit of a downer. We need a single for this. So they came up with this, put this in the album version, but wasn't really part of it. So I hope you'll forgive me as I speak over a karaoke version, all right? I try not to do this. I'm sorry. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't an emergency. Tonight we bring you a celebration. Last Friday, October 26th, was the 45th anniversary of the release of Quadrophenia. I knew it was sometime this year, and just Friday I got the idea that I should look it up, and whoa, lo and behold, it was today. How do you like that? I'll remind you that I also predicted the Red Sox in five, but that's a whole other story. What we got here is Quadrophenia. In 72 or so, 1972, after like 3 years of constant touring for Tommy and Who's Next, Live at Leeds, all that stuff, the band needed a break, so they kind of took off for a while. John Entwistle and Roger Daltrey went off to make their own solo records. Keith Moon, of course, was destined for stardom in the movies, and that's what he went to do. Pete, meanwhile, slunk back into his studio around London and tried to work out some of the things that he had started on, which would become Lifehouse and Who's Next and all kinds of stuff, and he picked it back up again. And also, he still hadn't resolved this whole alienation thing, I guess, and wrote a whole opera about a kind of a alienated kid, etc., etc. I wound up calling it Quadrophenia. All right, so this was back in 72 73. Now Pete doesn't just write things, he makes them. He did an entire different demo version of Quadrophenia just to present to the band, and in 2011 he picked him back up with what's the producer's name, I can't think of it, but they redid him and released him as Quadrophenia, the director's cut. And I hope I'm not stepping over any copyright lines in presenting this to you, but it is a labor of love, because this whole thing changed me, and it changed you, I'm sure, a lot. And sometimes it's nice to know where it came from. So I'm not going to give you the playlist of the opera. You should know that by now by heart, and should be able to recite it in your sleep. But I will tell you that after Love, Ray, or Me, which is pretty much the end of the opera, there is actually another couple of songs, all pretty much recorded around the same time, You'll hear something called Get Inside, which was cut from Quadrophenia, an instrumental from Pete Townsend, something called Burr. You might hear shreds of little other tunes you know in that too as well. You'll hear Joker James, which is a demo. Also, somewhere around that time, I think it sounds more like something from Who's Next or Who Sell Out, I don't know. And then you'll hear Cousin Kevin, the Model Child, which was kind of shortened up and abandoned for Tommy. That was a demo from Tommy, but it got changed, as you may remember. And then you'll hear another little instrumental demo. Okay, so happy anniversary, Pete. Keep them coming. I'll just let this play on out, if you don't mind. I'll see you next week with some more stuff, because that's what I do. I show up with stuff, all right? So have yourself a good week, and enjoy the rest of this thing.
can't be the sea, but I am in the water as far as I can see.
Sleep on the beach. I remember the
looks at me for a moment. The stars are falling. The heat is rising. The past is calling. Is it me?
Only love can make it rain, the way the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love can make it rain, like the sweat of lovers laying in the fields.
Come on, get inside. got her high. Then she dated James and true love took her higher. The jester had suggested a new way to get stoned, but itching powder down her neck, and now she's all alone. Bad jokes. Jimmy took her out to dine and then home to meet her folks. No jokes on Judo G. He knew he had no hope. But my man Dad, he weaseled with hilarious black-faced song. He's a joke.
Come to Vienna, it's so grim.